Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning. Russell, good morning and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year and all the best to all the listeners. And let's hope we get a little bit more normality this year.
Yes, I guess the best place to start, considering it's our first chat for a new year, is by taking a quick look back to see what happened last year. In terms of financial results, what sort of results were realised in 2021?
Well, actually, on the financial front, one notable thing that I think we'll look back on in the future with some fondness, perhaps, is the watershed year in terms of low interest rates. Borrowing rates began 2021 at record lows, but early in the year, the rates that lenders charge on fixed-rate home loans began to rise. Prior to that, interest rates had been declining for nearly 40 years, since about 1982. Now, five-year fixed-rate loans went from about 1.99% per annum at the start of last year to pretty much 2.99% now. So variable rates haven't risen yet, but they will. But certainly rates are on the rise.
Yeah, certainly notable, as you say. Back in 1982, home loan rates were about 17% per annum, I believe. Let's hope they don't rise back to that level.
Oh, no, they they won't do that. I was paying 17.5% per annum on my first home loan in 1982. But I'd say over the next few years, we could see increases to around 5 or 6%. That would be my estimate. That could still be very painful for borrowers with large mortgages who haven't locked in a fixed rate, though.
Yeah, absolutely right. What about shares? What did the All Ordinaries do last year?
2021 was a good year for the Australian share market. The All Ordinaries Total Return Index, that includes dividends, earned 17.7%. The market was helped by a late Santa Claus rally just before and after Christmas. Medium-sized companies did best, with both large and small companies earning a little bit less. The best-performing sector of the share market was telecom stocks, interestingly, up about 40%. And financial companies, including banks, made about 25%. Surprisingly, healthcare companies in the middle of a pandemic were one of the weakest performers, returns only about 9%.
What about overseas shares? They've earned more than Australian shares for the last few years, haven't they?
Yes, they certainly have, Neil, and they did it again. The MSCI World Total Return Index earned 26.5%. Terrific.
Wow.
The returns did vary quite a lot from country to country. The S&P 500 in the US made about 27%, the German index about 16%, but the Hong Kong market lost 14%, and the Chinese market in Shenzhen fell 5%.
All right, now let's talk about property. We know housing prices rose more than 20%, but what about commercial and other property?
Neil, commercial property investments traded on the share market made about 26%. Overseas commercial property, slightly better than that. Unlisted direct commercial property, directly owned type property, estimated to have made about 16% last year. We know that farmland values also rose strongly. We've seen that around here. I guess we should remember, though, that some of these returns are a bit artificially high because they include part of the recovery from the COVID slump of early 2020. Prices started 2021 from an abnormally low point.
Now, cash earned minimal interest, of course. What about government bonds and other longer-term fixed interest?
Interestingly, most Australian government bonds produced small losses last year as their market values declined when interest rates crept up later in the year.
Okay, so it sounds like having a diverse range of investments has once again paid off, and it also sounds like our super funds would have done quite well.
Yes, according to the investment research firm Lonsec, the typical diversified portfolio with about 70% in growth assets such as shares and property earned 14.6% for the year. Now, that mix is similar to what many default super funds hold. Some industry super funds take a higher risk strategy with around 80% of their money in shares and property, and funds like that made about 16.8% on average before tax. Super funds do pay a low rate of tax, and that reduces the net returns a little from those figures.
Super funds do offer investment choices. If you chose a conservative option, I assume you would have earned a lot less due to the low interest rates.
You certainly would, Neil. Workers who chose conservative super fund options with most of their money in fixed interest and, say, up to about a third in shares and property, they only earned about 5.7% for the year pre-tax on average. That's what the Lonsec people said.
So overall, it was quite a good year. Let's hope 2022 is just as good.
Yes, let's hope so, Neil.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Well, thank you.
And Russell Toome is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.